Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们, 早安.
Thank God that He has given us one more opportunity to be found in His house.
感谢他又一次给我们机会, 让我们在他的家中可以聚集.
It's a blessing and it's a privilege of all of us,
这既是,
chosen by God to be found in His house.
这既是对我们的祝福, 也是对我们的优待, 让我们可以在他的家中如此的聚集.
For today's meditation, we're going to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
今天我们要来看的经节在约翰福音第六章.
Gospel of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章.
And we'll read from verse 53 to verse 58.
我们要来看第53节到第58节.
Gospel of John, chapter 6, from verse 53 to 58.
约翰福音第六章53到58节.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面.
Verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
54节，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活.
55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的.
56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面.
57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
57节，永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着.
58. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
58节，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了.
Then we'll also go to chapter 1.
我们也要看第一章.
And we'll read verse 14.
我们看第14节.
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第14节.
And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we behold His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。 我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光.
Then you go to 1 John, chapter 5.
我们看约翰一书第五章.
Verse 12.
第十二节.
He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
第十二节，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命.
We'll pause the reading of the scriptures here.
让我们今天的经文就先念到这里.
And look to God for His help.
让我们仰望神得他的帮助.
Loving Heavenly Father, gracious God,
满有慈爱充满恩典的父神,
thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us to meditate on thy word.
感谢你再一次给我们机会, 让我们可以来默想你的话语.
Thank Father, as we meditate on thy word, thou may, O Lord, show thy grace upon me and each one of us.
求你的恩典今天能照到我身上，也照到我们每一个人的身上，在我们在默想你话语的时候。
Loving Father, you know my limitations, you know my frailty, you know everything inside me.
主啊，你知道我的软弱，你知道我的不足，你知道我里面的一切。
Unless and until, Lord, you cannot use me, O Lord, everything what I speak is going to be in vain.
我又借着你的名所传讲的话，除此以外，在我里面没有什么可以做成的事情。
So Lord, be merciful upon me and your dear sister as she translates.
主啊，求你怜悯我，也求你怜悯翻译的姊妹。
So the words which come out from our mouth, Lord, it be from you.
所以从我们话中所口中所出的话是从你而来的。
And Lord, as you minister to thy children.
主啊，求你自己牧养你的儿女。
Lord, to thy holy children.
来牧养你自己圣洁的子民。
Lord, thou may use us that we may be able to, Lord, bring thy word to them.
主啊，求你自己来主管，来用我们，使我们可以传讲你的话。
So Lord, we pray and commit us and our brothers and sisters who are listening into thy hands.
主，我们将我们自己和听讲的弟兄姐妹都交托到你的手中。
Through this gathering, through the sharing of word, O Lord, we may bring glory and honor to thy name.
主，愿这一次的聚集和听你话语都能将荣耀归到你自己的身上。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we will continue to meditate on the Gospel of John.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要继续的来思想约翰福音。
And as we have been seeing, that the burden of John is that through this book, he is wanting us to know that it is the desire of God that each one of us should know his Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and not only know him, that we should be a continuous instrument and have a relationship with him.
弟兄姐妹们，借着约翰福音，我们能看见约翰借着约翰福音所要表达的他的热忱，就是让我们能够来认识主耶稣基督，而不仅是认识到他是神的儿子，也能够成为他所用的器皿。
John wants us to know who Jesus is and what is his purpose and why, what was the purpose and the reason behind the signs or the miracles he carried out.
所以约翰也想让我们来认识耶稣究竟是谁，而他的目的又是什么？他做的这一些神迹奇事之后，他的目的指向的又是什么？
So that we can have fellowship with him more.
所以我们能跟他有更多的更亲的团契。
And through which he can establish a company of who knows him and who are willing to follow him.
所以借着这样子的呼召，他可以建立起一群愿意来跟随他，愿意来。
So, if you see this gospel, it was primarily addressed to the Jews or the Pharisees who were at that time.
当你来看约翰福音的时候，你能看到那时候的主要的听众是那个时候的犹太人跟法利赛人。
They thought that the blessings or the privileges which we earn is all related to the earthly hemisphere.
当那时候，他们以为所有的一切的祝福和他们所中的特权都和地上的事情息息相关。They
were trying to understand the work of God through the human perspective and trying to look at things which they can hold with their hands or they can see with their hands or they can touch with their things or the physical things, that is where they were looking at.
所以那个时候，他们以为神的祝福就跟他们手上所做的工作，他们眼睛能看得见的，手能够触碰的事情是有关联的。They
never understood that how God can transform lives, how God can touch our lives and use us and each one of us.
他们并不知道神可以如何的来改变生命，来翻转生命，来改变人内心，直到他可以用我们。They
were thinking by just trying to follow the traditions or by the rituals, they were able to accomplish or please the Heavenly Father.
他们一直以为的是，根据他们从前的那些条例和他们的习俗，他们就可以通过这样的方式来取悦天上的父神。
By following the laws, they thought that they have accomplished.
借着遵行律法，他们想着他们已经成了。
But we know, in the book of Romans it says very clearly that no man can meet or fulfill the expectations of the law.
但我们在罗马书里面也看到，没有人可以靠他自己来成全律法。
We have seen time and again, man has failed in fulfilling the expectations of the Lord.
很多的时候我们都看见人在他们自己的努力当中一次又一次的无法来达到律法的要求。
So here in the Gospel of John,
所以在约翰福音当中
some of our brothers have shared from the miracle which of the how God feeding the 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
我们的弟兄也分享到神是如何借着五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人的。
So I don't want to expound more on that.
所以我今天就不在这上面多着重分享。
So my burden is to share on the sharings of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was teaching or when he was talking to the Jews in the synagogue.
所以我今天的负担是要来分享耶稣他那个时候在会所当中与人们分享的时候的事情。
So as we know that this chapter we see that Lord Jesus is feeding the 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
看这节章节我们能知道耶稣他用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And then he goes to the other part that is the Capernaum where he is in the synagogue and he is talking to the Jews there.
然后他就到了另外一个场所是一个会所在那个里向犹太人来讲道。
So here the portion where we read, we see that the two words are coming very active here.
所以我们就能看到这里有两个经常出现的动词。
Except ye.
就是说除非你们。
Verse 53, except ye eat the flesh.
在53节的时候他说你们若不。
And then verse 51 says, I am the living bread.
在51节又说我是生命的粮。
Or verse 35, it says, I am the bread of life.
或者是在35节说我是生命的粮。
So here in this passage, what we're going to see, it's very important to tie I am and the bread of life that except he, they both are required together.
所以我们就看见在这里我是与生命的粮还有后面的说到你们若不是紧密相连的
The I am has to be tied or have a relationship with accepting then only we can be able to understand the whole purpose of what God or Lord Jesus Christ is talking here
所以则我们把他所说的我是跟你们若不联系在一起我们才有办法来理解他所要向我们传达的讯息
As we try to understand this portion, we see that there is an element of death, or there is an element of the forms of death in this chapter.
当我们想要来理解这段经文的时候，我们要看见这里面有一个死亡的部分，或者是有死亡的形式出现在这个章节当中。
So, brothers and sisters, this morning, my burden and my purpose is that through this passage.Lord Jesus Christ is looking for through the forms of death, through the situations which we go through, how we can have a continuous testimony and feed upon Him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我今早的负担跟我的目标就是让我们能够看见如何借着这样死的一个形态，让我们能够走入到神他的心意里面。
Through those various forms of death, how we can be victorious and be able to live a happy and a satisfied life.
所以让我们看见如何借着里面这个死的这个形式能够持续的带出见证并且能够活出一个得胜的有充满喜乐的生命
And we have seen these forms of death across all the passages or the portions we have read thus far from starting from chapter 2
我们能够看见这个死的这个形态从第二章开始直到我们现在所读的经文
So if you look at chapter 2
如果我们来看第二章的话
We know thatThere is a marriage at Cana.
我们知道在迦拿有一个婚宴。
And we know what happened there.
我们也知道那里发生了什么。
So one of the most important occasions, that's a marriage, and we see that there is a shortage or a failure of wine there.
我们知道人的一生当中最重要的一个庆祝就是婚礼，而他们在这个婚宴上酒竟然用完了。
And then we see that there were pots lying there, which were empty, unused.Or there was no life in them.
而你看见这里面有提到几口水缸，里面是干的，没有水，是没有生命在里面。
Or we could say that there was death in them. And Lord Jesus Christ used those pots, filled them with water, and the water was turned into wine, and through which there was life, there was joy.
Let me come
to chapter
4.
We see about the Samaritan woman.
我们能看见这一位撒玛利亚妇人,
a woman who is trying to hide and keep away from the people and going to the water in the afternoon in the heat of the sun and drawing water.
这是一位想要躲藏自己, 远离众人的一位妇女,
day after day.
一天又一天,
and yet there was no satisfaction. So that is also another form of death where you are striving, you are doing something, you are laboring, you are toiling, but there is no satisfaction or no joy.
Then
when we came to the last time we shared, chapter 5, so we see a man with infirmity for 38 years. He is lying, there is no one there to help him. He has a bed, but he is not able to enjoy the benefits, the comfort of a bed. And we can say that there is another form of death, that there is nothing he can do. And everything, there are no people around, his relatives have left him, and he was in total disappointment. So keeping this in mind, the various forms of death, we will get into the chapter 6.
So when we come to chapter 6,
verse 4, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh.
那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
Then when we come to verse 31,
然后我们来看第31节,
our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from the heaven to eat.
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过马拿, 如经上写着说, 他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
And then, so if you look at, then we go to verse 49.
然后我们来看第49节。
Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. So you see a Passover in verse 4. Then you see the manna. And then you see a wilderness here. So as you try to connect all these three different situations, it's important to understand, and because if you look at this verse 4, this Passover, it seems that this sentence or this word or this seems to be out of context. It has got nothing to do with the Lord feeding the 5,000 or doing with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
So we need to remember these three things are very important. Like, for example, in chapter 4, he mentioned the Passover feast, as if it doesn't have a great connection with it, and also with the Jesus feeding 5,000 people, it doesn't have a great connection.
Brothers and sisters, every word which is in the Word of God is important.
弟兄姐妹们，任何一个出现在神话语当中的词,
so as we try to connect the three different portions,
当我们要来试图连接这三个意象之间的联系的时候,
let us try to understand and talk more on the Passover.
让我们先来看一下逾越节所代表的意思.
One of the objectives of John was that during that time, the rituals, the traditions, the feast were so important, and there was a lot of, emotions or people were about it, or I would say sensitive about it.
在约翰的时候，很多的礼节，规条都是非常之重要的。人们将他们的很多的情感都寄托在上面，也很多人对这些遵守礼仪规条都非常的敏感。
So one of the burden or John was trying to let the people during that time know that whether it's a feast or whether there were any kind of a traditions, they all pointed to Lord Jesus.
而约翰有一个负担，就是在那个时候让人们知道，无论是这些过节还是这些很多的宴席，都是要指向耶稣基督的。
So through this chapter, John was trying to tell the Jews or the people at that time that the Passover, what is so important, so critical for you, is nothing but Lord. It denotes or is Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰那个时候要提到这个逾越节，就是要让所有人来知道这个逾越节的重点是在耶稣基督他自己。
The brothers and sisters, we all know when was the first time the Passover came into existence.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都知道第一次的逾越节是在什么时候发生的。
We know that when the children of Israel were in Egypt.
我们知道以色列的那些子民，他们从埃及出来的时候。
And they were under the bondage, and they were going through so much pain and slavery.
他们在很多的压制跟条款下面，作为奴隶在生活。
So one of the last miracles which God performed, through which He wanted to rescue the children of Israel or free them from Egypt was the last miracle, or one was the slaying of the firstborn.
所以最后一个神迹行在埃及地的，就是将头生的都击打，都杀死。
So Moses tells the children of Israel.
所以那个时候摩西就告诉以色列的子民。
This is the last miracle.
这个最后一个神迹。
So you have to be ready and prepared because we're going to leave Egypt anytime.
你们全部人都要预备好，因为我们随时都有可能要离开埃及。
So he told them that you need to slay a lamb and apply the blood on the doorpost.
所以他就告诉他们，你们要杀死一只羔羊，然后将他的血涂在门脸上，涂在门框上。
And eat the bread.
然后吃无酵。
And be ready.
然后预备好你们自己。
And the house in which the blood was not applied, we know what happened there.
至于那些门框上没有涂血的那些房屋，我们都知道里面发生了什么。
The messenger of death in the house where the blood was not applied, there was death in that house.
死亡的信息就到达这一些没有涂上血的这一些门框的房子，这些死亡就临到了他们。
So there itself, the origin of in the Bible where the Israel came into existence, where they were able to come out, and from there we can see how the story was. And right at the origin, we can see death prevailing there.
这个就是以色列民族他们成型的出处，也是在我们之后会读到的，之后的事情的最初的原型。
But the children of Israel, all those who had applied the blood on the doorpost, there nothing harm was done. So we can see that there itself, at the origin, there was a triumph or there was victory over the death.
所以那一些在门框上涂了羔羊血的人，他们就没有经历到死亡，也没有任何事情伤害到他们。然后我们就看到这个就是逾越节它的原型。
Passover.
逾越节。
It's as simple as when you wake up this past and over, you can see very clearly that you are passing over from the death.
所以当我们来看逾越这两个字的时候，非常明显就是你从死亡的面前逾越过去了。
And what a joy it was for the children of Israel that their children are saved, has nothing has happened to them, and there was victory in their lives.
对于以色列民来说，那个时候是多大的喜悦，他们的头生的小孩这样子存活了下来。
Then what happened, brothers and sisters? They came to the wilderness, and in the wilderness they again met death.
那接下来发生了什么？他们来到了旷野，他们再一次又面对了死亡。
They were so much rejoicing when they came out of Egypt. They were dancing, they were celebrating. And the moment when a situation came that there was no food, and when they were starving, when they were hungry.
当他们出埃及的时候，他们有多么的快乐，他们跳舞，他们歌唱。但是当他们进入了旷野以后，他们发现他们没有粮食。
They said to Moses that weren't they graves in Egypt that thou hast brought us out and thou hast brought in the wilderness to die.
他们对摩西说，你为什么要把我们带出埃及，让我们死在旷野？
Then we know what happened, brothers and sisters.
然后我们就知道接下来发生了什么。
The Heavenly Father showered manna every day so that every morning they could go and collect that manna which came.
天父从天上降下了玛拿，让他们每一天早晨都可以靠着拾取玛拿来喂饱他们自己。
They were able to satisfy temporarily, and but we know after that what happened. Again, they started murmuring. Again, they started complaining, and they again, the element of death continued to go in their lives. But they did not understand, and were not able to keep that testimony of God, the continuous testimony.Are trying to overcome by depending on God, and they were dead, and they all were wandering around in desert for 38 years.
所以接下来我们也知道他们发生了什么。虽然他们被玛拿喂饱，但是他们没有满足。他们接下来还是时常的抱怨，时常的窃窃私语，没有办法活出对神的见证。然后接下来他们也在因为他们的这样子的每一天的抱怨，他们在旷野当中又过了38年。
So brothers and sisters, we can see through their lives that they temporarily they could see the way how God has brought them from Egypt and brought them into wilderness, but they could not lean on or could not depend upon the Father, the one who gave them manna also, but they continued to be in disbelief and they continued to lust.And they brought death in their lives.
So we see the 弟兄姐妹，他们的生命也提醒我们，他们虽然得着了玛拿，但是他们还是里面有不幸的心。他们继续的让自己的私欲带领他们，然后他们的悖逆带领他们进入了死亡。
As we go a little back,
当我们在往前再看的时候
，and reflecting upon the origin and when the world was formed.
我们来看最初的出处跟起初的这些词是从哪里来的。
And we go to the book of Genesis.
我们就会看到创世纪。
When God created the earth.
当神创造了天地的时候。
And when He created man and woman.
他创造了男人女人。
Do you know what was the purpose of creating man?
你知道创造男人的目的是什么吗？
Our brother shared last Sunday. It was amazing to see that He wanted.The man to be above, he wanted the man to have the image and the likeness of his son.
我们的弟兄上次也分享到了，是因为他希望他的创造的男人可以起来，可以承接这个神的样式。
Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇第八
十。Psalms chapter 8. Verse.4 and 5.
诗篇第八篇
4, 5 and 6.
到六节
Psalms 8, 4, 5 and 6.
诗篇第八篇四到六节
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou hast visited him?
便说人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的，使万物就是一切的牛羊田野的兽空中的鸟海里的鱼，凡经行海道的都伏在他的脚下。
Brothers and sisters, this is the plan of God that He wanted man to rule, to flourish. He wanted to have dominion over the works, and he wanted to put all things under his feet.
这就是神创造人的目的, 他希望把一切都放在他的脚下, 让他可以管理众物。
So when we see in the Garden of Eden, God had planted two trees.
让我们也看见在伊甸园中, 神他种了两棵的树,
there were many trees, but there were two trees which were very prominent.
那时候有很多的树, 但是有两棵树, 他们非常的显眼。
We all know that one was the tree of life, and the other was the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们都知道一棵树是生命树, 一棵是能够辨别善恶的树,
These two trees speak about two different plans.
这两棵树就也讲述了两种不同的计划。
The tree of life is God Himself.
生命树就是神他自己。
He is the highest form of life, and in Him dwells everything.
在他是生命最高的形态, 而在他之中居住了万物。
And in this tree you have fruits.
而在这棵树上是有果子的。
Who is that fruit?
谁又是那个果子呢?
Lord Jesus Himself.
主耶稣基督他自己。
So it was the desire of God that when He created Adam, that they should be able to eat the fruit of this tree and be able to have the very life of the small cap Son of God.
所以在神创造亚当的起初, 他是希望他能够去吃这一棵生命树的果子的, 这样子他就可以得着主耶稣里面的生命。
He wanted man to partake and to derive the life from God.
他希望人可以来吃, 得着神里面永恒的生命。
He wanted to depend upon Him. He wanted to look to Him and take decisions in every day of his life.
他希望人可以来仰望他, 可以在一切的事上来求告他, 来做任何一个决定。
But we know what happened.
但我们也知道发生了什么。
Adam chose the other tree.
亚当选择的是另外一棵树。
He chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他选择那一棵能够吃了能够辨别善恶的树。
By which he would be able to develop his own manhood.
他在那个之后, 他就形成了他自己的人性。
In the lines of being natural.
是借着自然生成的。
And try to be apart from God.
而想要借此来脱离神。
As a self-sufficient being.
想要成为一个自给自足的人。
And he would possess himself the power to form independent judgment.
而他也接下来可以自己来决定善恶的能力。
But then he would not have the life of God.
但是他接下来就没有办法得着神的生命。
So brothers and sisters, these were the two plans which were given, but we know what Adam did.
这就是两个不同的计划, 我们也知道亚当做了什么。
Instead of choosing the way of life, instead of leaning to depend upon God and try to take instructions or guidance from Him, He chose the life of self.
不是靠着神的生命来做生命当中的每一个决定, 亚当的选择是他要靠自己来面对生命来做决定。
And by this, he became a fully developed man.
而借此他成为了一个完全独立起来的人。
Brothers and sisters, but we know what was the consequence of him eating the fruit of the good and evil.
我们也知道他吃了这棵分别善恶树上的果子之后发生了什么。
By which sin entered and the sin brought in death.
借着他罪就进到了世界里面, 而借着罪死亡也进来了。
To self, to judgment, to independence, and having your own desires.
有自己的欲望, 有自己的判断。
And this brought death.
而这就带来了死亡。
So brothers and sisters, the death right there at the time when God had planned and purpose for the mankind, we see how the Satan, the enemy, deceived Adam and Eve, and death occurred right there itself.
所以我们知道在起初的时候,死亡它就有存在在那里,而撒旦,也就是我们的敌人,他借着引诱,让亚当跟夏娃, 也开门让这个死亡进来。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine the heart of the Heavenly Father?
弟兄姐妹们，你们能够想象天父的心吗？
How much it must have grieved him, how much it must have hurt him, the desire and the motive of trying to have sons of God. And but we see here that the way how they, in their innocence, how they paid heed to Satan or the enemy and God deceived, and they brought loss.To the plan of God that He wanted man to rule and to have dominion.
我们能够想象天父的心有多么的悲伤跟难过吗？他想要的是得着作为神的子民，作为神的儿子，一群人，他们最亚当夏娃选择的是他们自己来做决定，然后最后失落在把失落也带进到他所创造的这个世界。
So brothers and sisters, we know then what happened.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道发生。
God did not stop there. In the fullness of time,
神他没有停止在那个地方。
God sent His Son, His only Son.
在他看为好的时间，他将他自己的儿子，他独生的儿子。
Come down to this earth.
把他带到这个世上。
In the form of a human being.
成为人的样式。
So that through Him.
所以借着他。
The life which He wanted to give to Adam and Eve.The blessings, the privileges, and trying to know what is that life when you lean upon the Heavenly Father, is through His Son once again He wanted to reach out to the human beings.
他从前想要给亚当的那个生命，借着靠着神想要给他的人的那个生命，今天他也可以放在耶稣基督里面实真可以得着。
Adam failed, the children of Israel failed.None of them were able to carry out the testimony, the continuous testimony, by trying to live a victorious life or overcoming life.
亚当失败了，以色列人也失败了，他们没有办法活出持续的见证。
So as we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, we saw that how, in the fullness of time, Lord Jesus Christ came in a human form, dwelt among us, and He moved around among us.And through Him, He showed us what is grace and truth.
所以在约翰福音的一章十四节，我们也借着经文知道，耶稣他的取了人的样式住在我们当中，我们也借着他能够知道什么是恩典，什么是真理。
And He showed us what was the life of the Heavenly Father. And through Him, through His character, through His way, He was able to reveal unto us.What was the life of the Father?
也借着主耶稣基督，我们能够知道什么是天父的生命，在这个地上也能够看见天父的生命。
But brothers and sisters, now for us today, if to understand and to know about that life, we who have been so well influenced, where the enemy has deceived us, not at the origin.But had tried to create inconveniences for the children of Israel, is trying to do today in each one of our lives also now.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们就像从前的以色列人一样，我们也正在被撒旦引诱，去做自己来做决定的样式。
So he has to first of all, through the life, and through whom which is life, he wanted us to show.And help us to understand what are the things of God and what are the things of man.
所以借着这一位他当初所预定的，他也想要让我们借着他能够知道当初神所创造的人的目的是什么，也希望人要去做什么样的事情。
So he moved around, and through him we were able to understand what is grace and truth.
所以他与我们同住，他各处行走，让我们知道恩典跟真理是什么。
It is not easy for Lord Jesus because now the man who is a sinner has to be restored.
所以对于主耶稣来说，这是一件非常困难的事情，因为已经失落的人现在要重新被恢复起来。
He has to understand the spiritual matters.
他需要来明白什么是属灵的事。
He has to come in the higher understanding.Of who God is.
他要进入到更高的认知来认识神是谁。
And for that he has to cover his sin, cover my sin and our sin.
而要做到这样子，他就需要来遮盖我们众人的罪，遮盖我的罪。
And work in our lives every day, day and out.
每一天在每一天的每一天的起始到末了的时候。
All these characteristics were embedded in through our Lord Jesus Christ when He came down on this earth.
他在地上行走的每一日都彰显出他里面的品性。
And as we go into this chapter 6,
当我们看到第六章的时候，
when we eat Him and we drink Him,
当我们吃他喝他，
brothers and sisters, do you know what will it produce?
弟兄姐妹们，你知道我们产出的是什么吗？
It will produce grace of God.
就会生出神的恩典来。
It will produce love of God.
就会生出神的爱来。
It will produce light of God.
就会生出神的生命来。
Truth of God.
神的真理。
In each one of us.
在我们每一个人里面。
And not only in us.
不止在我们里面。
Whether when we are encountering, or whether we are touching upon, whether as a husband to a wife, or a wife to a husband.
当每一次来相遇的时候，或者是当一个丈夫触碰他的妻子，他的妻子触碰他的丈夫。
In every relationship,
在每一个各样各
样的关系。We'll be able to show, we'll be able to demonstrate, exhibit all these characteristics.
我们都能够显出，都能够让人看到这一些的品格。
So when we go to the chapter 6 of John,
当我们看到第六章。
So as we eat and drink him.
当我们吃他喝他
so we are able to he is able to impart his life in each one of us
他就能把他的生命给到我们每一个人
so when we by faith appropriate his life in each one of us we are able to function we are able to demonstrate in each and every activity of us the life of Christ
当我们来吸收他给我们的这个生命的时候，在我们每一个人里面，我们就有办法能够来显明出他给我们的这一个生命。
And this life,
而这个生命
will be able to produce the things which is from God, to able to handle all the temptations, will be able to handle the failures which Adam went through, will be able to handle the situations which the children of Israel went through.
所以我们借着这样子的生命在我们里面就能够生出从神而来的生命能够来抵挡试探能够来经历所有以色列人跟亚当那个时候
所经历的事情 And through this we'll be able to accomplish and understand and live that very life of God
而借着这样子的生命我们就能够来明白也能够活出神他自己的生命
As we eat him and drink himWe are in a different realm. We are able to understand the plan and purpose of God in each one of our lives.
当我们来吃它，我们来喝它的时候，我们就能够进入一个全新的境界，能够来明白神他的目的，要我们成就的是什么。
As verse 56 says that,
在四十六节说到
，He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
第五十六节说到吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面我也常在他里面
So brothers and sisters as we eat him
所以弟兄姐妹们当我们
So now his life is operating in and through us
他的生命就在我们里面开始动工并且借着我们要发生发出来
So when his life is operating in and through us
当他的生命在我们里面动工的时候
It will give us more patience
就会给我们更多的忍耐。
It will create in more love.
也在我们里面创造出更多的爱。
It will create in more understanding.
更多的理解。
And as we look at our lives today.
当我们来看一下我们自己生命的时候。
Brothers and sisters, all of us today, if you are sitting here.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你今天坐在这里。
We need to reflect on our lives that how are our lives today? Are we eating Him and drinking Him?
我们要来看我们自己的生命，我们是否有真吃他，有喝他。
If we eat and drink him, it is going to be a different experience, a different privilege. The words, the thoughts, the actions, everything is going to be of his.
如果我们吃他喝他，我们生命的体验会完全不同。无论是我们所做的、所说的，都将是出自于他。
because His life will be flowing in and through us. When we come to verse 53,
当我们看第53节的时候,
it says that, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you."
耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 你们若不吃人子的肉, 不喝人子的血, 就没有生命在你们里面。
As I was trying to understand this tense of, in what kind of tense is it written?
当我来看这一些的语句是写, 用什么时态写的时候,
it is called aorist active subjunctive. So for me also it was something I couldn't pronounce, but I would like to tell you what does it mean.
他用的是现在主动分词, 虽然对我来说我也不太确定这是一个什么样的分类, 但我现在要跟大家分享。
It is something which that has been done.
这是一件已经发生, 已经完成的事情,
but it continues to carry out.
但是它继续地产生果效。
So there is still an outcome which has to happen.
所以要继续地发生才会有持续的结果。
So something has been accomplished in the past.
是从前已经完成的事情。
But still there is a final destination yet to reach.
但是还有一个还未达成的目标需要被达到。
And then when we come to verse 54,
然后我们就看到第54节。
Here the tense is called present active participle.
这一个地方它用的词态是现在主动分词。 前面的那一个是过去完成进行时。
You need to continue keep on doing it and doing it and doing it.
这里需要你的是不停地去重复地去做。
So if you combine both these verses,
所以如果你把这一些章节都合在一起,
something was done in the past,
有一个已经在过去完成的事情,
that is when we believe in Him,
那就是当我们信他,
that Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins,
主耶稣基督为我的罪而死,
the story doesn't end here, the journey is not over there.
故事不停在这里, 旅程也不停在这里。
We need to continue that work of salvation on a daily basis.
我们要继续地完成了救赎的工作,
to a day when you will be able to be in the image and the likeness. The day when you will see that the life is flowing so freely. Every thought, every word, every action what you do will show forth the life of Christ.
直到有一天我们能够达成神他的样式, 有一天这个生命从我们里面流露出来, 无论是我们所做的, 所说的, 都是流露出神他自己的生命。
So brothers and sisters, as you tie all those things that the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to tell, that there was a Passover,
弟兄姐妹们, 当我们把这些的经文都串联在一起的时候,
it doesn't stop at the origin of the children of Israel, but there has to be continuous effort for us to have a victorious life.
逾越节并不是以色列子民他们生命的停止, 而是继续他们接下来有更多得胜的生命要活出来。
That was the very purpose of why He introduced the daily manna.
这就是为什么他要接下来讲到每一天的这个玛拿。
He wanted them to eat for that day.
他希望他们每一天都来吃这个玛拿。
So that they get the energy, they get the strength for that day.
所以他们能有能量, 能有气力来完成他们一天所要做的事。
Brothers and sisters, when you look at our life,
弟兄姐妹们, 当你来看我们自己的生命的时候,
we are very happy and content that God has saved our sins. And then from that day, we go and go in our own direction and do the way we think we want. And when you see disappointments, when you see challenges, we start and wondering that, where is, does God really exist? And if God exists, what is happening to my life?
我们可能看见我们一开始的时候信神, 我们非常的快乐满足, 但接下来我们就按照自己的意思去走我们生命的道路, 然后当我们遇到了困难的时候, 我们可能就来问说, 神在哪里? 为什么这样的事情发生在我的生命当中?
Brothers and sisters, the journey starts from the day when we are born again.
这个旅程的起始就是我们在灵里面重生。
It has to be a daily progress. There has to be a continuous effort of working and eating on Him and living on Him, so that we can be able to have that victorious life in every aspect of our life.
但接下来的就是每一天的成长，每一天的持续的不停的来吃它，得着它的生命在我们里面，让我们真能够活出一个得胜的生命在我们每一天的日子当中。
Brothers and sisters, it is not a doctrine, but it is a life.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是教条，而是真的生命。
We need to feed on Him. We need to work on Him. We need to allow Him to work in us.So that we can be able to see that life every day flowing in and through us. So when people meet us, people talk to us, they should be able to see the life of Christ in us.
所以我们需要的是被他来喂养，我们需要在他身上得着工作，让他在我们里面来动工。所以当人来向我们来说话的时候，他们能够看见这个生命流入我们，又从我们里面流出去，看见神的生命在我们身上。
But in this, can you see how in a wonderful way this passage...of chapter 6 where God is introducing the Passover and then he is doing the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feeding 5,000 people and then he goes and ministers to them and talks to them about the manna and introduces them about the bread of life
弟兄姐妹们，我们能看见神他是如何奇妙的串联第六章的这当中的信息吗？他首先提到了逾越节，然后他又讲到如何用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，接下来他又提到了从前玛拿的见证，最后他才提到了如何活出靠吃它喝它能够得着的生命。
He was telling them that the Passover which is so important for you, there was death and the very purpose for which I rescued and the very purpose for which I brought them from the bondage and made them brought from in the wildernessand the experience is taking them through. He said that I was there with you, but all the time your focus, your attention was on the things which you see around, the physical things which you understand, the comprehend, and you were totally looking and trying to understand the things of the heaven on an earthly way.
所以他说在逾越节里面，他解除了犹太人所受的捆绑，把他们带入到了旷野当中，又用玛拿喂养他们。他说在这一切事当中我都与你们同在，但是他又说你们所看见的全都是这地上可以看得见的，可以摸得着的事情，你们并没有看见那眼睛所不能见的。
Brothers and sisters, may I ask you, did you read the word of God this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，我想要问你们，今早你读了神的话语吗？
May I ask you, were you able to fellowship this morning, by which you were able to gain the strength?
今天早上我也想问你们，今早你有机会和其他的人来团契吗？借着团契你有得着新的力量吗？
Brothers and sisters, I'm pretty sure that you know the days when we don't eat the physical food. And when you step out of your homes, how weak you are in the physical body.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信如果有一天早晨你没有吃实际上的食物你就出门了，你的身体可能会感到非常的虚弱。
We have given priority to so many other things of this world, but we are neglecting to eat the manna every morning and to feed on Him so that we can be filled with His life, so that we can be able to use Him in our relationships, in our work lifeIn every aspect of our life where we can see and the people around can be able to see and understand and can see that his life, we can see the life of Christ flowing into him.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能在正常的日常生活当中我们吃喝都没有停下，但我们是否时常会忘记来吃着每一天的属灵的灵粮，让他的生命能够在我们里面能够流动。当我们出去外面，无论是跟人相处还是工作上的时候，他在我们里面的这个生命可以流露出来。
Now how do we feed on him?
我们是如何被他来喂养？
How do we eat and drink him?
我们如何吃他，如何喝他？
The first is prayer life.
第一点就是祷告的生命。
Many of us like to read the word of God, but when it comes to the prayer life, I see a challenge there.
我们很多人都愿意来读神的话语，当说到祷告生活，我也看到这当中有一些的困难。
So one of the things which is very important that we need to know that when we pray and when we spend and when we allow Him, speak to Him, one man God said, the more you pray to Him, His nature and image comes into you.
有一点很重要的就是，当我们越多来祷告的时候， 他的形象和他的本性就会更多的进到我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们当中，
we don't step out of the house without committing our day in prayer.
我们有多少人走出家门前， 将我们自己的一天交托到他的手中。
I just wanted to take a pause here.
我想要在这里稍微暂停一下。
We meet for the church prayer on every Tuesday.
我们在星期二的时候有教会的祷告会。
Brothers and sisters, I can testify that there are days when you come with tiredness and lot of pressure and you come home, you feel that you wouldn't want to go for prayer.
我在这里也想承认很多的日子，回到家的时候有很多的压力跟疲惫。
You feel that the body is so worn out, so tired, you want to rest.
当你的身体非常的疲惫，没有气力的时候，你就想要躺下休息。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot express with words the joy and the satisfaction and the weariness and the tiredness which is there when you see your brothers and sisters and when you pray with them and when you remember your brothers and sisters. There is so much freshness and so much satisfaction which comes in us.
但我要说的是，在与弟兄姐妹们一同祷告的时候，是何等的喜乐，何等的兴奋。虽然身上还是有疲惫，但是能够为弟兄姐妹们负担来祷告的时候，在里面就有深入的新生起来的全新的力量在里面。
So brothers and sisters, if we want to feed on for Lord Jesus Christ, one of the ways is going to be a prayer life.
如果我们想要得着喂养，得着他的生命，首先一个非常重要的就是有祷告的生活。
So I'm going to tell two things which I have learned.
所以我想要跟大家分享几件我学到的事情。
The way I have learned is that a house, a family which doesn't have prayer as a family.
首先第一个就是如果一个家庭 这一个家中没有祷告的生活，
is a house without a roof.
就是一个没有屋顶的房屋。
So what is the roof for?
一个房屋是要做什么的？
Imagine if there is no roof in the house.
想象一间房子没有屋顶。
All the elements, all the outside environment, and especially of course in a country like US, the snow and everything, the harsh weather will come inside the house.
所以所有外界的这些元素，比如说在美国，我们这里有雪，都会进到这个房子里。
I would encourage every family then to have an altar where they spend time with the family members, where they come together and pray together. That is how you feed upon Him.
所以我要来鼓励每一个家庭，所有家庭的成员聚集到一起，一起来祷告，这也是得着他喂养的方式。Then
a church, the strength of a church,
对于一个教会，教会的力量,
is known by the number of people who attend the church prayer.
The strength of a church is known by the number of people who attend the church prayer.
就是一个教会的力量取决于参加的教会祷告会的人数。
The Sunday is for sharing the word of God, but the real strength is known by brothers and sisters who attend the church prayer.
星期天的时候是与大家传讲神的话语，而一个教会它真正的力量是在于参加了祷告会的所有的这些弟兄姐妹们的总和。
It's not on the day, of course. I'm not discouraging. I know that living and we have got so many jobs that all of us are so busy. But I would encourage every brother and sister, and especially to families, whether husband and wife or whether children, the prayer can bring in change the lives of our partners, of our children, when we come together and along with the brothers and sisters and pray together.
我知道大家生活当中都有非常多的事情跟负担，但是我也想要鼓励大家能够来参加祷告会， 特别是家庭来参加祷告会，一个丈夫为他的妻子来祷告，或者妻子为他丈夫祷告，能够为对方带来许多的改变，来改变他们的孩子。
The second of feeding on him is the word.
而第二个受他牧养的方式就是借着他的话语。
I will encourage each one of you, I know that many of you read that, to read the word of God every day.
我知道你当中每个人，我都想要鼓励你们每一天都来读神的话语。
When you read the word of God, you will see the word of God talking to you, addressing to you the concerns, the challenges which are going in your heart.
当你来读神的话语的时候，你就能看见这话语是如何对你来说话的，对着你每一天的困难和你现在的困境来说话。
It will speak to you.
它会对你说话。
And when you show obedience to the word of God,
而当你对着神的话语来顺服的时候，
and the word of God as it speaks to you,For example, if the word of God in many of the places where it talks about submission, it talks about authority, it talks about loving, and as you show obedience, you will be able to see that the way how the life imparts in your relationships is so amazing.
所以其中一个例子就是在圣经当中提到了很多处的顺服、权柄和爱的关系。当你像这一些的话语来顺服的时候，你就能看见神他如何在你的生命当中来动工和看见关系的改善。
You will see transparency, you will see love, you will see understanding between husband and wife, and the grace will be given to parents to love their children, to understand them. The same thing for the children to understand the parents will be such so amazing and wonderful.
你就能看见夫妻的关系中有更多的敞开，更多的互相的理解跟爱的关系。同样的，在子女跟父母的关系当中，也有更多的恩典。父母对子女有更多的恩典，而儿女对父母也有同样的更多的理解，能够看见许多关系的改变。
The third is the fellowship.
第三点是团契。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot express when I meet each one of you, and some of them have touched my life in such intense way, and I have learned a lot from.With the fellowship.
我遇见你们当中的许多人，而且你们也有很多的人触碰了我的生命，深深的改变了我的这个生命。
So many of my brothers, when I see their lives, when I talk to them, the simplicity and the kind of sacrifice when I talk to them, when I spend time with them, is so amazing, and through which I have been able to feed on him.
当我与弟兄姐妹们来交通的时候。这个当中我所看见的许多人的献上，许多人对神的服事，也是让我可以来得着神他自己的牧养。
So brothers and sisters, don't ever neglect when you get a chance, when you get an opportunity to spend time with your brothers and sisters. That's an amazing blessing which God has given to us, through which we are able to feed upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们有机会来与弟兄姐妹们来团契来相处的时候，让我们不要轻忽，也不要小看了这样子的机会。这是神他给我们的一个牧养我们的方式。
So as often as you pray, as often as you read the word of God, as often you fellowship, and as you those words go inside you, you will see a transformation, you will see a change, you will see and conduct the way how you carry out in your relationships.And other responsibilities of your life.
当我们更多的来祷告，更多的来阅读神的话语，更多的来团契的时候，我们就能够看见我们生命的改变。当我们来面对生命当中不同的责任的时候，我们也能看见我们的方式不同。
And when you are able to carry out, when husband and wife, when as a family you are able to have such kind of an experience, such kind of a life.
作为夫妻，你也能看到你家中。的改变是如何的有他的生命从里面生出来。
Brothers and sisters, we'll be able to restore back that same position which God had planned for you and me, for the man, in the beginning of the foundation of the world.
我们能够借着这样来行，来恢复神他当初为我们所预备的位置，就是他当初创造人的时候要来达成的目的。
When we eat him.When we drink him, and when there is a continuous effort in having that life, and even though when there are forms of death which come across, you are still going through it, and are unable to live a victorious life.
借着我们吃它、喝它，在我们里面有这样生命的形态来显露。所以，即使我们有死亡掠过我们的时候，我们也有办法靠着在我们里面的生命来胜过，来经历这一切。
When you're able to carry your life, not being influenced by the culture, or by the traditions, or from where the country where you come through, but you're influenced, where your life of Christ is functioning through you, what an amazing experience it's going to be.
当你的生命不再是受周遭的文化，或者是你从前是从哪样的文化或者国家当中出来的时候，当你的生命更多的是被主耶稣他自己从你里面流露出来的生命所影响的时候，你的生命会经历何等的改变。
And when you have such kind of a life, we'll be ambassadors.
我们就成为他的使者。
Of his life.
在工作上的生活。
To whom?
是向着谁呢?
To our wives.
当向着我们的妻子。
Wife to a husband.
妻子向丈夫。
One of the challenges which I, as a father, go through.
作为父亲，我经历的一个难处就是。
We want to change our children based on the knowledge, based on your own wisdom.
我们想要借着我们自己的知识和自己的智慧来改变我们的孩子。
I can tell you through my understanding and through the way how I've seen the lives of many, you can only change them when they see you eating and drinking Christ, and when you are able to spend in prayer, in fellowship, and reading Word of God. You don't have to exert physical exertion, strain, frustration, and whatever you name it, to change your children, to change your wife, or to change your husband. Because once you have this kind of a life, that life is going to function. The life of Christ will function in through us to influence them, to change them, and to bring them to Christ if today they are still not in the house of God.
我看到这件事情的理解，并且我看到许多的见证，就是你想要改变你孩子的唯一的方式，就是让他们看见你的身上有靠着吃主喝主，并且每一天在祷告、参与团契、来阅读神的话语里面所能够活出来的生命。 让他们看见这样的生命的时候，才有办法来改变，而不是通过一些物理上的一些管辖，或者是对他们大声的来叫喊，让他们来遵守你，来想着试图来改变他们。My
burden this morning, brothers and sisters, is that each one of us should be thus ambassadors, living the life of Christ, feeding upon Him.
我今天早上的负担就是我们每一个人能够成为这样的使者，让我们。 靠着吃它、喝它，能够彰显出它在我们里面的生命。That
we are not experiencing the victory only at the time of when you are saved, but there is a continuous victory in every aspect of your life, in any form of death which is there, and we are able to live that life.
我们不仅在我们得救重生的那一天彰显出它在我们生命当中的得胜，而是在我们每一天所生活的日子里面。 继续的、持续的彰显出活出这样子得胜的生命。So
that in John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, where the disciples could testify of Lord Jesus, they said that we have seen the life of the Father in the Son. We have seen Him. We have felt it. We have touched it. Will be the testimony of each one of us who are here and all of our brothers and sisters, that people outside can tell that when I talk to this brother, when I talk to this sister, I can feel it, I can touch it, I can see it, I can experience it.
所以在约翰他自己写的开头的一二章，他就说到：我们借着子的生命，我们也看见父的生命，我们能够经历，我们能够触碰到这样的生命。同样的，当我们出去与弟兄姐妹们来交通的时候，我们也能够触摸到，也能够经历到这样子耶稣的生命。Let
us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us.
充满慈爱的天父，感谢你给我们又一次的机会，让我们能够来阅读你的话语。
Thank you for the word.
感谢你的话语。
Lord, I pray that first this word may work in me. You know that I fall short of in so many areas.
或第一个祷告，求你借着你的话语来改变我，因为我知道我在许多事上都不足。
Lord, I pray each one of us may be able to have a testimony. We may be able to feed on thee, so that we may be a glorious church, a victorious church.
主啊，我也祷告我们每一个人都能够真能得着与你相关的见证，让我们能够得着你的喂养，而一起的我们能够成为一个得胜的教会。
Lord, thou may give us thy grace, and thou may continue to work in each one of us.
主啊，求你的恩典临到我们每一个人，求你在我们每一个人的生命当中继续的来做工。
Lord, in whatever in weakness, whatever words have come out wrong, which has brought loss to thee, Lord, thou may forgive me.
让我们在每一个人的软弱里面，无论是什么样的工作，都求你使我们能够刚强。
Thank you, Lord, for everything, and thank you for this wonderful time.
主啊，为一切万物感谢你，也为今天的时间献上我们的感恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.